49 days, the owner of Shwit, Tavshin Samachay, Daf Mem Aleph. We're holding right at the top. The owner of Izera, continuing the story of various things that Rabbi Zera saw, that was Nogea, Rechitza, and bathhouses. Rabbi Zera, Anachazit, and Rabbi Ahu, Shiniach Yadav Kineget Panav Shamata. I also saw that when Rabbi Avu, he was the one who saw Rabbi Avu, was swimming, it turned out. That was the question. Was he singing, swimming, Rambadja? I also saw him cover his genitals with his hands. And I don't know whether he was mocked but not to be in contact with his genitals or not. Obviously, he wouldn't touch himself. The Tani Rabbi Ezra, we know that we're back from the sugya in Nida. We know that we're always cheshesh for chimon, for a person stimulating himself, and therefore we don't allow touching of the genitals. The question over here is because asur kiboleshet, because of the fact that he's swimming and is not completely comfortable, we're not worried about his becoming sexually stimulated. It's not. Just like we spoke about a case where an invading a group of soldiers from an, if they're Bishat Shalom, meaning they're from the same country, and they basically do what they want, then we have to aser all open barrels of wine, and the assumption is they took out some of the wine, and they would have been menasech it. It's like any other wine that's exposed to goyim, who are now in charge of the wine. But if it's in a time of war and they're dashing through and so on, they don't have time to worry about such niceties. So you see that since they're in a state of agitation and anxiety, they're not going to go and be menasech. The same thing is true over here. A person doesn't have time to think about self-stimulation when he's nervous. In what sense is he nervous? How come I be to that? What's his nervousness? Be to the Nahar. A guy could be washed away in the Nahar, so he doesn't feel all that comfortable. Any asks the Gemara Bichlal on what Rabbi Avu was doing. Let's even assume that there was no problem of hearer. So all he was doing was covering his genitals. Is that a good idea? But doesn't it say, somebody who covers his genitals appears to be embarrassed by the fact that he's a Ben Brit? Why should he be embarrassed? On the contrary, he should want to expose himself. Obviously, this is not in terms of tzniut, a separate issue of tzniut. But when somebody's going swimming, I mean, tzniut is a little bit silly. There's a place for everything, and a place where people are going into the bath. I mean, what kind of tzniut is shy? If you're in the process of dressing, the whole point is that you're being osik in something that's tzniut. So you're dressing yourself. You're dressing yourself. Why expose yourself when you're dressing yourself? So but that has nothing to do with other people's presence. It's a stam, as we know, there's an inyan of lo kalaretz kvodo. And a person is supposed to feel a sense of non-exposure, because he's matzniya himself. But in a point, in a place and time in which tzniut is a little bit foolish, why in the world would he be covering his genitals unless he has some strange sensitivity? And that sensitivity is a little bit too close to kfira in the people who would not want to be known that they had a brit milah. So why in the world would Rabbi Avu have done such a thing? Look, it says the Gemara, lo kasha, hakinachi takisali. It depends which direction you're going. If you're going into the water, say nafinami, there you should not be covered. If you're coming out of the water, so now already it's time to cover yourself. So Rashi learns the Mapkaminas in terms of, the Shalom is the one who makes a distinction of time and place, which, I mean, anybody would have to make, because otherwise, B'chlav, we would say, it's a new end, a place where it's not shy of the root. But Rashi learns the Nafkamina over here is he facing the public, is he facing the river? If he's facing the public, so then there's more of a mokum for tzniut. When a person isn't facing the public, he appears to be a little bit weird. So why is he obsessed by his genitals? Must be some kind of sense of embarrassment. How would a person be embarrassed when his whole identity is caught up in his genitals? He's supposed to be proud of Brito Shel Avraham Avinu. Ki hada Rava Shachi, Rav Zeira Zakif. In fact, we find that Rava, he was makbid to sort of bend over as he would be walking unclothed, so as not to be exposed. Rabbi Zeira would go out of his way to stand tall out of pride for Brit Mila. Rabbanu Devei Ravashi, ki kanach de zakvi, and ki kasal ke shachi. Actually, Rabbanu Devei Ravashi, the Rabbi Nochanan seems to use this as a, understanding much, uses this as a raya to the distinction that we made earlier. So those who were learning in the Beis HaMidrash by Rav Ashi, when they would go down towards the river, so then in Okinami they would stand tall, because an Indian of tzniut there's not, and an Indian of pride there is. Mashenken Kika Salki, when they were coming out of the river, so over there there's an Indian of tzniut, and there are Shachi, they would sort of bend.
Isn't all men around just men?
Yeah, it's a question of tzniut. It's not a question of exposure in proper sense. It's true. Even when a person is alone, he's supposed to be tzniut. So. Rabbi Zeira, another story. I mean, once we're on the story of Rabbi Zeira's and bathhouses, of course. Rabbi Zeira, we already saw, did his utmost to avoid meeting up with Rabbi Yehuda, even though it was his Talmud. He never wanted to be alone with him because Rabbi Yehuda didn't like Aliyah. Aliyah. Rabbi Zeira was planning on making Aliyah. And he was afraid that Rabbi Yehuda would tell him, no way, that he'd really be in trouble. So it always sort of, I've become ishtamed with Rabbi Yehuda. He would always avoid meeting up with Rabbi Yehuda. The boy Lamesek Le'arli Yisrael, he wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda held that Kol Ha'oleh Mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael Over Be'aseh. That leaving Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael is an Isser. Because at the time of the Galut, Klal Yisrael was told, Bavel Yavo V'Shamayiyu, you gotta stay there. So Memela, he didn't want Rabbi Yehuda to get a chance to tell him you're not allowed to go. So
Ezra was over on that?
No, there's a specific aliyah, I'll be at Dibur, fine, but you know how it is.
But then afterwards,
wait for the Messiah.
There's this pasuk about the 70 years.
Yes, that's a problem. But Lamaisa, I mean, we pass in this, Legabishar Aratzot, Kishem Shasulat Sitmi Eretz Yisrael, Yubaba, and so on, Kafa Sulat Sitmi Baba, the Shar Aratzot. So the question is how to learn Shara Ratzot. This is actually Machlokes Achronim, and the Ketzer Mishnah learns the Rambam's including this aloha also. Okay, in any event, he said, listen, what I'm going to be ignoring my Rebbe, I'll go and listen in, you know, but I won't give him a chance to talk to me. And then I'll leave. You know, the last thing I do here in Bavel, let me at least get my last limud from Rebbe Yehuda. So, Eza Veshmamina Mills, let me hear something from him, and then I'll go. Right to this. Ozal, Ashker to Garbe Bani, so he found him in the bathhouse, because Reb Zera seems to have a knack for this. Vekoma Leila Shami, he's telling his valet, Avili Neter, bring me some soap. Or Avili Masrek, bring me a comb. The point of this is only that he said it in Lashon HaKodesh. And he didn't say it in Aramaic. So in other words, apparently there was no hakpada on saying Dvarim Shel Chol Lashon HaKodesh. That seems to be the only chiddush. Then he said to everyone that was in the bath, he said, Pitchu Pumaychu Vafiku Havla, open up your mouths wide, breathe in that nice, moist, hot air. And then he said, Ashtu Maya de Bebani, drink some of the hot water. So Reb Zera said, man, fantastic. Only to come for this advice, it would have bore worth the trip. What is this You're like, what's he learning from this? So Bishlei Rabbi Yonet, Rabbi Yomasrei, there he learned the halacha. Kamashran dvarim shel chol mutal amram b'lashon hakodesh. So that he's quoting to show that there's no reason to avoid using lashon hakodesh in a beibani if you're saying dvarim shel chol. Pitchu pumaychu b'afiko havla. The advantage of opening up your mouth and breathing in the hot water is also, that makes sense, a libet Shmuel. The Omar Shmuel havla mafik havla. That it's a good thing to take in fresh hevel into your mouth because it causes you to sweat and to get rid of the byproducts of your blood that need to be flushed out. So you sweat, it's a good idea too. But what's this ashtu mayat rebani? Drink from out one?
I'm going to drink hot tea in the morning, Rabbi.
It's only, what do you mean? It's clearly only when you're in a bath. I haven't gotten to that point yet. I hope we don't walk in here and start finding your pools. But what's the business of drinking the hot water? If you see one of those little sauna signs on the door, Richie, next time.
Yeah.
You know, right. He's one. My Malyusa, what's so good about drinking hot water? The Tanya, that's based on this Brisa. The Brisa says, Achal v'lo shata, achilato dam, v'zel tchilat choli me'ayim. Somebody who eats, who doesn't drink anything, it's deadly. And this is the beginning of stomach illness, is not to have enough liquid. Achal v'lo alach arba amot. Somebody who eats, and then he goes to sleep right there at the table on his cholent. Oh, that's deadly. Achilato merakevet. His food just sits there and rots. Zel tchilat reyach ra. That's the beginning of, you know, that makes halitosis look easy. Anitzrach l'nikavavokal. Somebody who needed to move his bowels and eats. Domela tanur shisikuv agave yefro. He'd light a fire in a tanur after it's packed full of ash. First clean out the ash, then you put on a new fire. V'zeo tchilat reyach zuama, that's the beginning of body odor. Rachatz bechamin, and here is the thing that Rabbi Zera heard. Rachatz bechamin v'lo shatamiyem, somebody who washes his body in hot water, but doesn't drink hot water. Domele tanur shisikum yibachutz v'lo sikum yibifnim. And then heat the oven from outside, not heat the oven from the inside. Shvachamay says. Rochatz b'may b'chamik v'lo nishtatev b'tzonein. Somebody who goes into a hot mikvah, but then he doesn't go into the cold mikvah. Domel b'azel shechnesu alor v'lo chnesu l'tzonein. It's like a guy who you heat up the steel and then you don't temper it by putting in the cold water. So you get yourself all hot in the sun and then you don't jump into the river. Rochatz v'lo sach, someone who washes and doesn't use oil. You might as well, if you're trying to fill up a chavit with water, you pull the water all around the side. You have to put it inside. The sicha is because it says that it's bo bikir bav, it's a lash of the pasuk. It's like bats motav. So the thing that allows the water to penetrate is the sicha.
The sicha is like a chila.
Yeah, but the lashon and the pasuk is that it comes inside of you, so to speak. You know, it's outside of you, so to speak.
Outside of you,
so to speak.
Yeah.
It's like we're saying over here. It's like, we're not preparing it here for purposes of achilah.
No,
you're saying it's preparing it for purposes of washing.
Right.
Yeah.
Why did Rabbi Yehuda say his first maimer in lashon kodesh was why did he change?
That's a beautiful point. And there's some that attack in the diet that the first one was to say the halacha, and the second one was to show that afal pi kein is an inyan not to use lashon hakodesh if you can. And many bring that even though it's mutter to use lashon hakodesh, but Malkum Chodesh, Rav Sefer especially talks about it. He says that's why in Bavel they bedafka started speaking Aramaic. Not because it was the lingua franca, but because it was full of gelulim and all types of things that they didn't want to expose Lashon HaKodesh to Bava. So over here he wanted to teach you the halakha first, and that he said, Badavki said the Lashon HaKodesh, And then he moved on to Lashon Aramit. But I mean, then he could have just said to bring the soap. What did he have to say to bring the comb? Yeah, but there's some type of hold that it's an Indian to be machmer.
I understand that every time he went to the bathhouse, he would always say the first maimer in Hebrew.
Maybe he sensed Rabbi Zera.
Rabbi Zera
chose, of course, the one time that he wouldn't be able to say Osir Lalas before the Eretz. That's the most Shakodesh, Osir Lalas before. He probably waited till he got him in the bathhouse. You hold up for Shem Yisuri even Lassi. Muliar Hagaruf Shotine Meno Bishabat Antiki Hafagav Shegurufa in Shotine Mena. Now we're moving on, or at least one would have hoped we're moving on, although according to Rashi Shabbat we don't seem to be moving very far. But Lechora, the end part of the Perek is dealing with the questions that have now been introduced. How is heating things in something which itself was heated by the fire or by hot water, when is that considered to be visual and when is it not? And we already saw the difference between that Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni, that a Kli Sheni is Eino Mevashel and so on. Almost all of the Rishonim besides Rashi learned that that's the question of this mission as well. It's clear that later in the parak, for sure that's the issue. And we certainly seem to be past the point of questioning Chazorah, Hatmona, and so on in this parak. Therefore, they learn that Mulier Hagaruf, a Mulier is essentially a samovar. The old Russian samovar had a place for keeping hot coals in it so that it would be continuously kept warm. The question over here is that since that Kli gets very, very hot, even if you empty it out, they learn, Tosus learns, for instance, Shotine Meno Bishabbat means you can use the water from a muliar to mix in your wine and use mayim that are extremely hot to be mosaic and you're not chayish for cooking. Others learn it's talking about you took out the water, now you want to pour in water and use the heat in the muliar and heat the water that you're putting in to be mafshir. Question that we introduced this Mishnah with. And usually we introduce a Mishnah with the issue of the Mishnah. Rashi, however, learns that this is a straight-on continuation of the issues that we had before. And a mulier is a glorified kira, basically. Because you're talking about something that generally holds fire in it, which is really a kira. And now you've taken it out, so it's glorificato. What is the status of a kli that contains its own kira in it, essentially? Not legabe pouring something else into it, but straight out using this thing. Is it like, again, in Rashi's terms, remember all along, Rashi has learned this is an extension of the dinim of hatmana. So is this essentially hatmana? It's the old crockpot issue in which the samovar is the crockpot. So it's be'etzem, a kli that is usher because of hatmana. Tosfos says, again, as Tosfos has all along, there's no such thing as hatmana of something which isn't covered with something else. How do you call that hatmana? If this is the kli, it's not hatmana. That was his first problem. That was the opening Tosfos in this parak, Bichlal, arguing with Rashi about ideas of hatmana. But furthermore, Tosfos points out, if that's the case, then you shouldn't be allowed to have it in the first place. So you're telling me the Mishnah's talking about a guy who did an iser. He kept his water as muliar, which he wasn't supposed to do, since you're telling me the problem was hatmana, and now the issue is, can I use the water? I mean, without even telling me that Misha Avar and so on, that we never assumed that a Misha's talking about a case where somebody did Isser, which is why Tosis says, no, we've moved on to a new sugya. We're now questioning whether you can mix this water with cold wine. And is it going to be Martiach? Or is it only Mafshir? So we're talking about pouring from a Kli Rishon. Fine, that's already brand new sugyas.
How is it different from our, didn't mind, our water?
Our electrical kettle?
That's the coal. The coal is in.
According to Rashi? It isn't. It absolutely is not. Other than, I mean, Rashi himself later, because of the, we'll see in the next Mishnah, is mechalik between things that are metal and things that are cheres, but metal is too good of a conductor. So therefore its heat just leaks right out of it. Whereas cheres, will hold it, and it's thick walled as well.
The element is on all the time. The element is
right. Enofinami, if you hold it, that satmana, like Rashi, would certainly be usur. We wouldn't be allowed to use that kli. Absolutely not. I mean, this is dependent on the machlokas we had early on in the parak. So now, ask.
Some kind of cover thing, then.
Well, we're going to explain it now. But we've talked about two kelim with which we're not familiar, a minar and an antiki. Exactly what are these things? So, hechidomi muliar hagaruf. That word hagaruf doesn't really belong here because it's not hagaruf that's important, it's what's a muliar. So, some take it out. The question is, hechidomi muliar, what exactly is a muliar? Tana, mayim bifnim, vikechalim bachutz. A muliar, although the Rabbeinu Hanan on this tell you has the opposite gerusa, but a muliar has water in an inside container, surrounded by or on the side of which, dafka not surrounded by according to those who have a hatmana problem, on the side of which is a container that holds hot coals. So the hot, now this is not a Russian samovar, because the Russian samovar has the coals in the middle, and the water around it. And that's a more effective arrangement, obviously, for being shown in the heat. Because here it doesn't have anywhere to leak out except into the water. But here you have the water on the inside and the kechalim in a little container on the outside. And an antiki. Rab Amar, an antiki is a beikiri. Beikiri means it's actually part of the kira, so that you have a built-in area for keeping water with a little faucet on it. And that area is always hot, because the kira is basically kept warm all the time. In those days, you didn't put out the fire and put on it, because it's too much trouble. So a kira keeps its home for a very long time. And others learn, with Nachum Bar Yitzchak, I mean, beidudi. It's not exactly hot k'dei kach, but what it is a large dud, which has a separate dude, a separate container underneath for putting in coals, which is similar to our type of heated kettles. So that's a beidudi. Now, mandioma beidudi, if you hold that the beidudi is usur, certainly a kol shekein that the beikiri is usur, because a kira is always kept hot, and it's much heavier, and therefore it's going to be for sure. Again, according to Rashi, Mechamein, according to Tosfos, a level of heat that's going to be more than the fasher, the wine that you mixed it with. According to other Rishonim, it's going to boil the water that you'll put into it, even if you emptied it out. So, kol shekein a beikiri, the man diomer beikiri, have a beiduti lo. The man diomer holds that we're makbid only on an antiki, which is attached to the kira, it's actually hot all the time. A beiduti, he would not be machmer. Tanik avasidur nachman, antiki afa pishe grufa uktuma, ein shotine mena, vipneshe nechushta mechamamta. Now, nechushta, as Rashi points out from the Cheskel, yan ishafer nechushtech, is your bottom. So that bottom. So it means that the bottom is bechamim. Rashi brings that he was makabel from some of his rabbeim that this is a lashon of nechoshet, which troubles him, and that on the contrary, it's talking about something that uses a copper bottom above its coals, and that nechoshet, of course, is an excellent conductor, so it brings the heat directly into the water. But he shows that all over we use the lashon of nechoshta. Not in the sense of nechoshet, but rather as the bottom. And that's the Gemara's Raya Lechora. That since it says nechushta, it's obviously referring to Reb Nachman's approach, which is that it's a beiduti. Because if it's a beikiri, it's not nechushta machamamta. It's just mitchamein from the kira. It's against the side of the kira. It's not on the bottom of the kira. So therefore, it makes more sense to say Reb Nachman's shot according to this.
And even though it's garb, because it's a beautiful vegetum,
even though it's grufa v'ketumah, the same as we had. Wait! We told me to stop it. I listened to him like a fool. The fellow from the neighborhood. Go ahead.
Look, the Heidi Commissioner.
Hamefam shepinahu Now, a mecham is basically a large kettle, but it doesn't have something inside of it that heats it. Now, shipino has two possibilities. Shipino means that you took it off of the fire, or shipino that you took whatever was inside out of it, which the Gemara is going to discuss. Lo yitein letochot sonein b'shvil sheyechamu. Now, here clearly we moved on to another sugya, and that's the shaila of whether you're allowed to use a kli rishon to put something into to get warm. But here it says, don't put something sonein. Sonein, of course, doesn't mean literally cold. It could mean, you know, just not boiled. So don't put something sonein. When I say boiled, I mean natural lettuce. Mm-hmm. Don't put something sonein in it for it to heat. Aval notein hu letocho. What? But you can put it in it. What is that supposed to mean? So we'll see that in the Gemara this means you can pour a lot of cold water at one time so that it will not be mitchamein, but at least will be raised up to a reasonable temperature to drink. You wouldn't want to drink like those Americans with ice in it and so on. So because of that, it would be all right because you couldn't possibly be mitchamein. That's the way it was here. I mean, anybody who drank something cold was totally, they figured you'd have to call the ambulance immediately. So they would always heat things a little bit. Yeah. Remember?
get sick, of course.
It's interesting. There's a Russian doctor that works here in the Old City. And the old-time Russian doctor, anytime you come in there with something, the one thing she'll warn you about is, don't drink cold drinks. So once I asked her, isn't that a little bit out of date? And she tells me, she says, sometimes the old things make a lot of sense. Very, very, very sweet woman. So that seems to be the point in Lotocho, but then Lotocha Kos doesn't make too much sense. What do you mean? You can put it in Lotocha Kos. I mean, if I can put it into the thing itself, then why shouldn't I be able to put it in Lotocha Kos? You told me I can put water in it, not to be mitchamein. So of course I can put it in a cup in which I poured water out of it into a cup. And this becomes, according to many Rishonim, the mocker of the Halacha, that a Kli Sheni will not be mavashel, even if it is. Meaning that even if you take something and you heat it yatzoledesbo in a klisheni, that's not called bishul. Because when it says you can put it in a kos, what it means is, and there you don't have to be makbid about the proportion of the cold to the hot, and even if you'll end up eating it, it's okay. Because yatzoledesbo is not a measure of something having been cooked. Yatzoledesbo is a measure of its current temperature. But in order for something to be cooked at that temperature, it needs to be exposed for a long enough time to heat that will cook it at that temperature. And a kli sheni doesn't have that kind of heat. So many Rishonim and Mamish make that diyuk directly from the words of Tocha Kos, because otherwise, what's the chiddush of the Tocha Kos?
In that case, you would need a kli sheni.
In that case, unless it's a davar that's kalahit bashel, we already saw that over there. Even pouring from a kli sheni could be mabashel. That's a special halacha, such as tea, unfortunately, because tea is considered to be a kalahit bashel. But other than that, inafinani. So in other words, if you are, let's say, you're adding milk to your coffee, according to this, and your coffee is in a kli sheni, now you're going to put in a little milk. And that milk is going to be hot to the point where it's going to be yatzoledesbo, which happens very often. Put a little bit of milk, people don't like to pour a bunch of milk into their coffee. So here, I mean, based on these shitas, the milk is not going to be mizbasho, even though it's magiela yatzoledesbo. And you don't have to be careful of pouring a bunch at the same time. Now, this is my fault, we'll discuss it, but here it's a simple pshat in the Mishnah. Micah Omar, what exactly is this Mishnah talking about? What does it say? Don't put cold water in, and it says, but you can put cold water in, and put cold water in. Omri Bada Bama Sati Tam. Look, the way I understand the Mishnah is like this. First of all, the vagueness of the word Shepinu. Hamecham Shepina means, Shepina Mimenu, not Shepinu, took it off of the fire. That's not the point. You have a kettle full of hot water. You pour the hot water out. So Shepina Mimenu Mayim Chamim. Now you want to put in a little bit of cold water still. You used up all the hot water in it. There's still guests. You figure, put in a little bit of cold water, and there's enough heat left in the kettle to heat that hot water, cold water. Don't do that. Lo yitein l'tocho mayim muatim. Don't put just a little water in there that's going to get hot. Kedei she'yachomu. Aval, and then the next piece that says, aval noteinu l'tocho, which just sounds like a straight-out contradiction, leaves it up to your brain to understand. Don't put water in it to get hot, but you can put a lot of water in it. Kedei la'afshiran. We've already seen. To make something tepid is not a problem. There's only one problem. When you pour a lot of cold water into a boiling hot piece of metal, what happens to the metal?
It hardens.
You temper the metal. But that's an iser on its own?
Even if it's already been done?
Even if it's already been done? So, the halo mitzarev, that is considered to be basically the way in which you you make metal. So how can you be mitzarev that too? It's a pu'ula of bishul. Answers the Gemara, as our president has suggested, that it's going according to Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon holds davar she'eino mitkaven mutar. Of course, we'd have to say, if that's the case, that it's not a psik reisha.
How could it not be?
How precisely would it not be a psik reisha? That's the way it's supposed to be. It's better. Well, better tziruf, worse halacha.
Better tziruf?
The better it's tziruf. The colder the water, the more sudden the change, the better the... again, but since you can't, you'll have to say, although we'll see, it's dependent on how much water precisely also, but since you'll have to be talking about a relationship between a particular level of temperature and the change in that temperature, that's not defined straight out when you do it, it isn't clear that you're going to be mitzareh. Remember that it's important to recognize that every dover she'eno mitkaven, if it happens, you can't turn around and say, aha, you see? It happened, so obviously it was a psik reisha, because if it wasn't a psik reisha, how did it happen? I mean, we're not dealing over here with quantum physics in which, well, basically, it could have been this way, could have been that way. You're talking about simple physical cause and effect. So if Lamaisa, you dragged the bed across the floor, you ended up making a charitz. Obviously, the bed was heavy enough to make a charitz, and the floor was soft enough that the charitz was going to be made. So that means it's a psik reisha by definition. I mean, what other factors were introduced here? So what we're really talking about is the predictability, or the way in which this act is defined as that act, as a given. In other words, it's the same way we laugh when we hear psik reisha, in which the guy says, I didn't mean to kill the bird, I only wanted to take its head off. So, I mean, that's what very funny. You know, that's what a psik reisha means. But something which is not mineu bei evident, that this act is this result, despite the fact that given all of the physical information, we're not necessarily dealing with a bunch of factors in which now the chaotic effects enter into it. That's not the idea. It's causal, and nonetheless, it's not considered to be a psik reisha. Right? This is the old thermostat issue that you care about so much. And that's because he's always on a short fuse. So, but that's the idea. That's what you're going to say, that Lamaisa, it turns out that every time you open the door of your refrigerator, it ultimately goes on. Obviously. But again, I mean, the issue is, you can't measure that effect precisely to know what exactly the temperature of the refrigerator was at the time that I opened it, and how hot it was at the time that when the door was exposed, and how much air gets in, and how much time it's got. So you're going to say, but I mean, you know perfectly well that you're certainly affecting the temperature by opening the door, and therefore, by definition, it's a psik reisha. But it's not that maisa. Nobody's going to say, opening the door of the refrigerator is to turn on the refrigerator. So the mail, okay, that's the question. How mechuber is it with the act? So the gabbai this tziruf says Tosis will have to say that obviously that it's not a psik reisha, that we know that every time we put some cold water on something that's hot, that it's necessarily going to be mitzarefit. There's a lot of factors which are not evident up front, and therefore it's not considered to be a psik reisha.
Like
Huh? If you do this in your igloo, it's already cold outside. So
in your igloo?
Yeah.
So the question.
No, then you put. No, I'm talking about the hot kettle. It's already exposed by cold water on the outside.
Then you're freezing.
So then it's a hot pot. You put water inside. It's already. There's other factors solidifying it.
Should we send them off to
one? No. Can I have another question? Where did we see that this thing is definitely metal? Why couldn't it be made out of Paris? A mehan?
Because that's what a mehan means.
It's defined as metal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And also the variable is both how hot the mehan was and taking it down, how much water, how cold the water was. Everything's metal.
Exactly. Plus the state of the metal beforehand.
How hot it was.
No. In other words, what state were the molecules? What we're trying to do is basically get a particular crystal structure and molecules. I mean, what had happened before? How many times had it been tempered? And so you're talking about the heat of the water.
Yeah, also.
No. Here we're talking about putting in sufficient water at one time that the water doesn't get hot. Yeah. It doesn't reach out to let us go. It simply gets to room.
So that would be dependent on even how much the water is.
Right. Absolutely. For sure. Whatever a person would do to be mafshir and not to be.
The rate you pour it in, there's so many variables.
You're absolutely. You're right. The Tosfos deals with that question. And we find that issue raised, what Scott just raised, is the rapidity of the pour. We find Lamaisa by the in the Beit HaMikdash, where they would heat boiling hot metal beforehand, put it into the mikveh of the Kohen Gadol so that the mikveh wouldn't be too hot.
Too
cold. But the problem is, I mean, the water that comes directly into contact with it is certainly going to be very hot. So there's Tosis raises this issue. It's the same question that you're raising over here. Okay. Again, let's try to get some reasonable end to this topic. So review it in Mitzvah Hashem and our Friday review. So it's Rabbi Shimon that holds the Rishonim is kaving mutar. Maskifla Abaya. Abaya is troubled by the way we just explained pinuhu. Pinuhu meaning that we took the water out of it. Meaning, mecham shepina mimenu mayim katan. It doesn't say a kettle that you took the water out of it. It says you were mifane it. So doesn't that mean that you took it off of something else? Now, Tosfos is bothered by this because we use the word pino all the time to mean empty something out. Pinu et habayit. I mean, we just had the dinim of tzarat habayit. Pinu et habayit doesn't mean you picked up the house and moved it somewhere else. It means you emptied the house out from what was in it. So why wouldn't mecham shepinu mean the same thing? It's a perfectly reasonable use of the word. And Tosfos explains that since the word pino is used in both ways, in which it's transitive and intransitive, if we wanted to say shepina mimenu, we could have. It would have made more sense to use a preposition that would have made it absolutely clear that the reference is from it and not it. If you say it and you don't use a preposition, then you're using it as something transitive. If it's transitive, then it means you moved it, not you moved from it. So the Mishnah should have made it clear. Therefore, says Abaye, I don't agree that it's talking about you took the water out of it. Elam Rabbi Hagikama, Hamecham Shepino, you moved the kettle off of the fire is the point. Now, it still has plenty of hot water in it, because it didn't say anything about taking hot water out. V'yeshbo Mayim Chamim, there's still hot water there. Lo yitein l'tocho Mayim Muatim b'shvil sheyechamu, Havo noten l'tocho Mayim Merubim k'dei lahavshiram. You can put in a lot of water to mix with the hot water that's in it, but not a little bit of water because that will cook it because it's in a klirisha. But your case of a mecham shepina mimenu mayim, there, if you took the water out of the mecham, you would not be allowed to put cold water in it because of the other issue. Mipnei shemitzareif, you're going to be tempering the metal of the kettle, and therefore the mishnah v'davka is not talking about the case of having an empty mecham that you pour cold water into. And it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbi Shimon. Yomar davar she'ino mitkaven asur. That's the correct way to read the Mishnah. As to the question of the amount of water, and so I mean that it's the same, that it's mutter to be mafshir, and it's asur to be martiach. Now, what's interesting is that Rav and Shmuel seem to be arguing about the question of Tziruf. Because Amar Rav, on this sunya, that lo shanar lalav shir, avalit sarev asur. So what Rav seems to be saying is, at least the way Rashi seems to be understanding the sugya, that lo shanar lalav shir, meaning that you did it in a way that you could not be mitzarev, you could only be mafshir, namely that I'm learning it the way Abaya learned it, so that it's talking about that there's water in it, and therefore you'll never be mitzarev it. Then yes, but the tzarev is asur. Where Shmuel says, no, af the tzarev nami mutar, which implies that you don't have to worry about it. And even if your kavana would be to be mitzarev, it would be mutar. That's the Gemara, how's that possible? The tzarev, l'chadchila, what is that supposed to mean? That even with the intent of tempering it, you'd be allowed to. How could that be? Mishari. The correct way of saying this was, Amar Rav, lo shanu ela shi'ur lahavshir, avo shi'ur letzaref asur. We are indeed talking about where we emptied it out. And the question is, how much water did you put in it? You cannot be mitzaref by putting in a little bit of water. So if you don't fill it with water, it's not going to be properly tempered. And therefore, if anything, you're going to be affecting it in different ways on top, but you can actually crack it. So there, for sure, there's not a problem with zero. If you put in a shear of the tzarev, meaning that you pour water in it so the whole thing now gets cold, then that's indeed a problem. Whereas Shmuel would be saying, you don't have to worry about it. Afilu shior le tzarev, it's mutar, because it's an eno mitkavein, which means that apparently Shmuel holds, like Rabbi Shimon, that a dover sheino mitkavein is mutar, and Rav was being machmir, that he was saying that it's like Rabbi Yehuda, that it would be asur. So now are you telling me, lemeimer, that Shmuel holds of Rabbi Shimon? V'yomar Shmuel mechabim gachelet shel matechet v'reshut harabim v'shvil shelo yizoku bo rabim. Now, this has nothing to do, unfortunately, with the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda about Amdover Sheino Mitkavein. What we're talking about over here is we've suddenly switched to another sugya, which is a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. The only time that Kibui is considered to be a Malacha Tzricha Legufa is when you're trying to make Pichamichu, or where you're trying to make a Petila properly burning, the same idea. So therefore, if you have a case where you walk by a smithy store and there's a sizzling piece of metal in the street, where over there you can't do kibui at all, because there's no kibui shayach on metal. That's not considered to be kibui. So over there, it's mutter to actually put it out because it's in a place where people pass by, people can get really hurt by this. So they didn't aser the normal, they would have extended the Yisr of Kibui even to this. But not the Gachelet Shel Eitz, because the Gachelet Shel Eitz is a derived of the Kibui. Even though your Kibui of a Gachelet Shel Eitz over here is a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, because all you need is to put it out. You're not interested in having a coal. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, it would be Potter, not Mutter. But since it's in a place where a robin can be hurt by it, some children may walk by and get burned, so it should be mutter. And yet we see that Shmuel holds the only thing that's mutter is the kibui of matechet, which can never be d'oraita. So apparently he holds that the kibui of eitz, even not for the purposes of making coals, is also d'oraita. But that proves that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, it doesn't prove that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to a Dovah Shein Mitkavein. It only proves that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda and a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, which is a problem. To which the Gemara answers that which was evident to us all along. Well, what kind of question is that? B'davar Sheino Mitkavein Savalak Rabbi Shimon and B'malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa Savalak Rabbi Yehuda. Why is that a problem? He could hold that we're maker when it comes to tziruf, because that's an issue of kavana. But when it comes to a question of purpose, as opposed to kavana, then he holds in that, like Rabbi Yehuda, that indeed it's Osir. Now, Tosfos, based on this Gemara, and we don't have time to discuss it now, but we're going to have to discuss this, points out the Gemara is not crazy. And obviously, there are important considerations in understanding the din of Melachah Shein Zricha L'Gufa, that on some level, it certainly appears on the surface to be associated with the issues that are raised in a Dovah Sheino Mitkaven, and that what the Gemara has just done has basically been a superbly subtle analysis of the two things and showed you that they could actually be separated, whereas on the surface, they are actually interconnected. And this we will discuss at the beginning of a day and not at the end of a day. But anyway, so we don't have a problem because of a Dover, because we can be machalic between Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, Dover Shein Miskavi. And I'll bring you, therefore, says Ravina, I'll bring you a practical application of this. I'm Ravina Yilkach. Kotz B'Rishut HaRabim. How about something that's dangerous in that somebody can get hurt by it? It's a sharp thorn or something. So there, where you have only an Isser Drabonon, if you move it less than 4 amot at a time, you move it away. Drabonon said, better not, because you may end up carrying it beyond 4 amot. But in a case where someone can get hurt, as we've already seen, if there's no Isser Dioraita, we're matir. Therefore, if it's in a true Rishut HaRabim, then you're allowed to simply move it away from where it is, less than 4 amot at a time. And if you're in a Carmelite, afilu tuva, even though the Carmelite is an Isser derabbanan that they asked tiltul from Tfilas Arba l'Sof Arba, but there was no Isser derabbanan said in a case of Hezek derabim, and therefore even though you could do it in a way that wouldn't be over on the Carmelite, once you're doing it, anyway, the Rabbanan answered it like Rishut HaRabim, so you might as well just move it. Omer Rabba Bar Bachon, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Lamed Tes Lamed Beis. Seirush Shmielacha? Oh, I'm sorry. Let's start again. Omer Rabba Bar Bachon, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Seirush Shmielacha, Omer Chlala Shmielacha. My Chlala? Omer Rabban, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Rabbi Yanai, Omer Rabbi. Kol Makom, Shata Motzei Shnayim Chalukim, Ve'achad Machriya, Halacha Kedivrei HaMachriya, Chutz Bikulei Matlonio, Sha'af Afish Rabbi Eliezer Machmir, Rabbi Hoshua Mekel, Rabbi Akiva Machriya, nonetheless, in Halacha Kedivrei HaMachriya. First of all, Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud. The Yod, Arabe Rabbi Akiva, Lagabi de Rabbi Yoshua. Anyway, so, V'im Mechlola Mai, Kaz Dilmahani Mele B'Matz Nisina, V'B'Brai Salo, Omale Ana B'Feirush Mi'ali, Itma. Chamin shufamu me'erev Shabbos. Rav amar lemachar rechitz behem kol gufo eiver eiver. V'shmuel amar lo itir lirchotz ela panav yadav v'ragla. Meis vechamin shufamu me'erev Shabbos lemachar rechitz behem panav yadav v'ragla. Avo lo kol gufo tiyuv to the Rav. Amar lecharav lo kol gufo meaning bevat achat. Ela eiver eiver. V'panav yadav v'ragla v'katani. Ke'ein panav yadav v'ragla that means. Tashma, lo itir lirchotz b'chamin shufamu me'erev Shabbat, ela panav yadav v'raglav. No, hachinami, ke'en panav yadav v'raglav. Tanik avas v'shvul, chamin shufamu me'erev Shabbat, l'makar rochetz ben panav yadav v'raglav, avol lo kol gufo, eiver, eiver. Ve'en zarech lomar, chamin shufamu me'ont. Rabba matin ala shemaita de rabba ha'ilishna. Chamin shufamu me'erev Shabbat, l'makar omar rab, Rochets ben kol gufo, umishayer eiver echad. And this Lashon has eight vekorhani to yufta, and indeed they all turned out to be to yufta. Omele Rav Yosef le Abaye, Rabba, mi gabi kishmaiti the Rab? Omele, huh? Lea that a mighty boy like Chitabo, vida itota. No, lo shmiyale. So then, mi lo shmiyale, there's also nothing to ask. Then, vada yovi, di omele Abaye, kol mile demar, ovit kirab, vare hanik slat, dovit kishmo. Metila mi beged le beged umadlika mi ner le ner v'aloka k'Rebbe Shimon b'grira. Yes, k'chumri derav avid, except for these three. But k'kuli derav lo avid, tana rabbanan. Merit, which means not necessarily avid, otherwise it would be, we would know the answer again. Tana rabbanan. Merit ha-chapokakunik avav mi'erav Shabbat, amatzer Shabbat rochitz po miyad. Now, my Ovrei Avera, the Omri of Shubim and Pazi, Omri of Shubim Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Bifila, Hayuro Katsin, Bechamin Shukamu Mir of Shabbat, Yitchilu Abalanim, Lachem Bishabbat. Ah, now I remember the third thing. So one approach was, that I didn't mention yesterday, not that they would literally cook on Shabbos, but they would put in a bunch of wood in the wood pile, and the wood would fall in on Shabbos as it burned slowly, and therefore there was a chashash of chitui, the gecholim, to keep it burning properly. And so the mela, they were gozer because of Shema Yahateh. That is one pshat. The other pshat was, it means the Balanim did it al yedei nochrim. They didn't want people to know. And then the other pshat is that the Balanim would mix the hot water kept at the boilers with the cold water, not realizing that that was a bishul d'oraita because it was chamei haur. So the omri mi'erev Shabbat u'chamu, so then asu et hachamim, but still he tiru et hazeyah. So then they had a new chap, the avaryanim. Adayin ayuro chatzim b'chamim v'omri mezi'in anaknu. So they asur the zeyah, but at least he tiru chamei tveria. Adayin ayuro chatzim b'chamei ha'ur v'omrim b'chamei tveria rachasu. So then they asked chamei tveria, but they left them cold showers at least. The tiru l'matzamein. Ra'u she'in ha'davar omeid lahen. So they saw that a cold shower is not a solution. We still use that term from these days. People remember what it was like. Oh, it's like you put a cold shower, put them in a cold shower. In other words, something you're not going to be makabo. So they were makir chametzari, but the Yisra'an Zeya b'mekom ha'omer. Oh, my Rabbah. I'm on the Oba Adarabon, and it's clear from here that Shari Lamikri le'avaryana, keman ki ha'itana. Ambatio chokrachim, you said, b'tayel be'emeno chashesh, Omar Rabba, but note, it's only chokrachim. Avol dekvarim lo, my taima, kivan de zutrin, not vishavlayu. Ton Rabbon, and mitchamim adam kineged hamidura, v'yotzei u'mishtatev b'tzonein, u'bovat shalo yishtatev b'tzonein first, v'yotchamim kineged hamidura, because then he's babshir mayim she'alav, and he ends up essentially taking a hot bath in the water that's on. Ton Rabbon, mecham adam aluntit, u'menicha b'nei me'ayim b'shabbat, u'bovat shalo yavi kumkumus shal mayim chamim, v'yenichenu agabi me'ayim b'shabbat. As a matter of fact, דבר זה אפילו בכל אסור, מפני הסכנה. תן רבון, המביא אדם כיתון מים, ומניחו כנגד המדורה, לא בשביל שיפה הוא, אלא בשביל שתפיק צדנתם. רבי יהודה אומר, מביאה אישה פח של שמן ומניחתו כנגד המדורה, לא בשביל שיבשל, אלא בשביל שיפשר. רבי שמעון גמליאל אומר, אישה סחה ידה בשמן, ומחממתה כנגד המדורה בסחה לבנה הקטן, but not a bottle. See, boy, look. What did the Tanakhama hold about Shemen? Rabbi Rabbi Yosef the Amar Tavar led Tera, from Napa Yitzchak on the Isura. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef the Amar Tavar led Tera, Shemen Afa Pishayat Soledet Bo Mutar. Because Rabbi Tanakhama, Shemen Bechal's not a problem, and Ein Bo Mishum Bishul. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, who said you can only be Mavshir. So he said, Shemen Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul. But Tefshero Lozehu Bishulo, and therefore you can put it next to the fire as long as you get it away before it eats. And also, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, not only Shemen Yeshua Mishum Bisho, but even to be mafshud is its Bisho, therefore you have to do it Kilacha Yad by having the woman, the mother, put it on her hand. But not by Yitzchakom, on the contrary, Tanakama is Mahmer, please Surah. That's why he didn't discuss Shemen. Because Shemen, Apavishena Yatzalad, Boasur, Kazav Shemen Yeshua Mishum Bishu, Vev Shero Zel Bishula, Vatar of Yero Memra of Shero Loze Bishula, Vatar of Shemen Abdel Memra Shemen Yeshua Mishum Bishu, Vev Shero Zel Bishula. What? Is that a Rav Shemen Abdel Anatanakama? No. Igabin Alkalaka Yad. Omer of Yero Mishmo, Echa Shemen Vechad Mayim, Yatzalad Boasur, En Yatzalad Bo Mutar, and how would you objectively measure Yatzalad Bo? Omer of Hava Koshik Kreis Sosho Tinok Nichvet. Omer of Yitzchak Avedimi, Pamachat, נכנסתי אחרי רבי לבית המרחץ ביקשתי להניח לו פח של שמן ואמבטי ואמר לי טול בכלי שני ותן שמע מן התלת שמע מן השמן יש בו משום בישו שמע מן הכלי שני אינו מבשר ושמע מן ההפשרו זהו בישו לא היכי עובד אל כבן רבא ברבחון רבי יוחנן בכל מקום מותר להרהר חוץ מבית המרחץ בית הכיסא וחיתם בלשון חול אמר להם ואמר הבא הדבן של חול מותר לאומרם בלשון קודש ושל קודש אסור לאומרם בלשון חול יפרוש עם איסור השני תדע דאמר רבי יונה משמו מעשה בתלמידו של רבי מימי שנכנסה חרב לבית המרחץ וביקש להדיח קרקע ואמר לו אם מדיחים לא צריך לו קרקע מלאים צריכים Alma frushim yisur ha-shayne. So ha-chanami la frushim yisur ha-shayne. Om Rav Yina Shvamin Amma Vashil B'chamitraya B'Shabbat Chayav. The Maitre of the Rebbe was certainly after the Gezerah, in which case he must have been a Chamitraya, and he still insisted to be Klisheni Vatay. Is that true of Om Rav Yistam Vashil B'chamitraya B'Shabbat Patur? No, Chayav means Makat Mandut. Om Rav Zera, Ana Chazite L'Rabbi Avu, the Shat Ba'ambati, ולא ידענה יקר היא לא עקר. מה אתה מבין? פשיטה זה לא עקר, תניה. לא ישות אדם בבריכה מלא ימיים, אפילו עומדת בחצר. לא קשה, עד הלך לגידודי, עד אית לגידודי. ואומר רבי זרע, אנא חזיתי לרבי אבוע, שהניח ידיו כנגד פניו של מטה, ולא ידענה היא נגע, היא לא נגע. פשיטה זה לא נגע, תניה רבי אליעזר אומר, כל האוחז בעמה הוא משתין, כאילו מביא מבוא לעולם. אמר הבעיה, נעשו כבולשת, תצלן, בולשת שנכנסה לעיר בשעת שלום, חביות בתוכות עשרות סתומות מותרות, בשעת מלחמה, אלו ואלו מותרות, לפי שאין פנאי לנסק. אלמה, כיוון דבעית, אלו מנסק. אך אינה מכיוון דבעית, לא עד אלו הורי. What kind of ביטות is there over here? ביטות את נהר. אין לי ואמר הבא ואמר הבא ואמר הבא כל המניח ידיו כנגד פנף של מטה, כאילו כופר בבריתו של אברהם אבינו, forget about מגיע. לא קשה, הכי נחי תקי סליב, כי עוד הרוב השוחי, אין רב זירה זוקי. רבו נדבר רב אשי, כי קדחתי זקתי, כי קסל כשחי. רבי זירה הווה כמשתמק ברב יהודה דבר למי ספר על ישראל, אין רב יהודה הלד, כל הילה מבוא ולרצו לא מבצע, שם רבו ולא יבואו ושמה יהיו. So he figured, איזו ושמה מן אמיל תבי תביעה, סגר זו אשכי לכל דיבני, וקורם אלה שם, יביא לו נטר, יביא לי מסריק, פיתחו פומייכו ויפיקו הוואלה ואשתו ממאי דבי בני. אומר, אוף, אמור לי באתי רק לשמוע דבר זה כדאי. בישלם אביו נטר אביו מסרק, what's the finish? כמה שהוא נורם של חול, מותר לו אמרם בלשם קודש. פיתחו פומייכו ויפיקו הוואלה זה also makes sense כדשמוע. דומר שמוע, הוו לו מאפיק הוואלה, but אשתו מאי דבי בני, מהי מל יוטה? תתניה, אכב לא שתה, תחילתו דם, וזהו תחילת חולים מאיים. אכל ולא הלך 400, אכילתו מרכבת, וזהו תחילת ריח רע. הנצרך לנקבה ויאכל, דומה לתנור שסיכו אגבי אפרו, וזהו תחילת ריח זוהמה. רחץ בחמין ולא שתה מהם, דומה לתנור שסיכו מבחוץ, ולא יסיכו מבפנים. רחץ בחמין ולא נשתתף בצונן, דומה לברזור שהכניסו לאור, ולא הכניסו לצונן. רחץ ולא סך, דומה למים אגבי חבית. מולי הרגל שותין ממנו בשבת. אנטיקי, אף על פי שגרופה, אין שותין ממנו. איך ידע ממולי הר? תנא, מים מבפנים גחלים מבחוץ, אנטיקי, רב אמר בקירי, ואנחנו נזכור בבית דודי. מה אני אומר בבית דודי? קושקין בקירי. מה אני אומר בקירי? בית דודי לא. תנא, כבר זה רב נחמן, אנטיקי, אף על פי שגרופה, וכתובה, אין שותין ממנו, מפני שנחושתה מחממתה. המאיכם שפינוהו לא ייתן לתוכו צנן בשביל שיחמו, אבל נותן לו לתוכו או לתוך הכוס כדי להפשירה. מה כלומר? אומר ברבה, מה אתה עושה? כלומר, המאיכם שפינה ממנו מים חמים לא ייתן לתוכו מים מועטים כדי שיחמו, אבל נותן לתוכו מינים מים מרובים כדי להפשירה. But what about מצרי? חלום מצרי? Well, obviously, it must be going to be Shem, but Yomadav Shem is going to be good. Ma'at kivla abaye, miri, mecham shepina mimenu ma'im, katani. Mecham shepina hu, katani. Elam rabai ofi kama. A mecham shepina from off of the fire. Ve'yesh bo ma'im chamim. Lo yiten letocho ma'im muatim b'shvur she'echamu, avu lo ten letocho ma'im rubim kedei la'afshiram. But a mecham that you actually were pina mimenu ha'ma'im, there lo yiten letoch ha'mayim b'chwal, mipnei shemitzarev. And apparently it's Rabbi Yehuda, Yomadav Hashem mitkaven asur. Omar Rav lo shnal alaf shir, abu letzarev asur. B'shmul amar afil letzarev nami muta. What? What do you mean letzarev? Even lechatkila? Nishari? Ela yitmar af yitmar. Omar Rav lo shnal ela shiur lahaf shir. But shiur letzarev asur. B'shmul amar afil shir letzarev muta. Because it's a davar shenu miskaven. So you're telling me the name of the Shmuel Rabbi Shimon Svirlai? Ay, Omer Shmuel Mechamin Yachal Shomatecha Breshut Rabim Bishvir Shelo Yizoku Bo Rabim Avalog Akelet Shaleitz V'isa Akadai Per Sarvalak Rabbi Shimon Afilo Shaleitz Nam. No, B'dover Shemim Eskavet Sarvalak Rabbi Shimon Nimlok Shem Tzirka Lagufa Sarvalak Rabbi Yudha Omer Rabina Yilkar Kots Breshut Rabim Molechot Pachot Pachot Mi'arba'a Mot, because that's only the Rabbani. Because even that's trouble, no? In order to avoid damage to the public. Get a lot of liquid. What?